On today's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur, we continue our discussion, 100 Things Millionaires Do. Today, what are you waiting for? The only way to drive a car is to turn on the ignition and take off the handbrake. Getting wealthy takes time, and the longer you delay, the harder it becomes. If you keep passing on investment opportunities, or your typical response to financial planning is to put it off until later, you're not alone. Spending money is lots of fun, but planning not to spend it isn't half the thrill. But it's a big mistake not getting into the game early, because it's probably the single biggest thing holding people back from achieving their financial success. But there are lots of good reasons for putting it off, or so they think. Perhaps money's tight and just getting by day to day, paycheck to paycheck, is a real issue. Maybe you don't fully understand the opportunities in front of you. Maybe you don't have the time to make long-term plans. Perhaps you're just too young to worry about the future. Or maybe you're afraid of the unknown. You see, with money, sometimes not doing anything is the right thing, but more often than not, being slow to act means you miss opportunities. The bottom line is, the earlier you start making your money work for you, whether it's savings, trading stocks and shares, or buying property, the sooner you'll hit your wealth target. It's a matter of putting it into action. So you need to figure out what's holding you back. What's been holding you back from fully committing to building wealth? You need to reflect on how you make financial decisions. Is there a pattern behind your inaction? Do you find it hard to get out of the now and think about the future? Are you worried about leaving your comfort zone and entering into the unknown? Or are you just averse to risk? Well, if not now, when? There are often very good reasons for delaying. After all, making money involves risks. And so this series will help you to make wise financial choices, balancing risk versus opportunities, so that you can get the timing right. If it's more like reluctance on your part, or you're just too confused, overworked, or maybe even just scared to act, you may benefit from spending time with a coach. But you need to do something, and you need to do something today. If you're delaying making a financial plan or even a business plan, or even making a big commitment, like buying your first property, you need to write a list of information that you need and the tasks that you have to do. Breaking down your goals into smaller and easier to implement tasks is a brilliant way to get started. We'd like to help you. Why not reach out to us today at automatedentrepreneur.ca? And that's today's episode of The Automated Entrepreneur.